Never looked, but I know it isn't fire. Yeah.
And have you been up here since they put the new road over the hill?
No, I haven't.
Well, up just above Sudico, where Sudico is, probably 1,000 feet, maybe. Then a sharp curve to your left. Then there's a road that goes into Fall River, and you can come out just about anywhere, but you could drive for 5 weeks.
Never get
and not know where you were at, unless you knew where you were at.
That's right. That's what I...
You can come out at Saginaw.
Clements.
You can come out somewhere around Centralia. You can come out of Brooklyn. Huh. Oh, just everywhere. And if you knew, of course, this is a long way, you could still, I think, probably the high water last winter took some of the bridges out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they got them repaired again. But have you ever been out where the reload is?
No.
No. Well, you're a new one over in there then.
Yeah, that's right. That's all new. Mm-hmm. Well, that was what we. I just wanted to hear you report that it's just a short ways over, actually.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, this new road now, the state put it in, and it's well, it's got a high center a little, but you can. My son goes over in there probably every week just driving around. Then the old road that used to go to Burt.
Yes.
The old Burt Road,
uh-huh.
But you can't go nowhere in, on it, just a little ways, because the big charcoal or something.
Yeah.
But the third, I'm sure it's the third, and actually it's just like you're going straight ahead, because you curve it to the left a little bit, but then you go around this way and make a sharp curve up here and just keep right on that, go right on out there. But
well, I came in 1936 and I went to work, well, Kaplan down, and I went to work for Val Kunis. And that was one of the fellows back there, it was a Val Kunis. But they kept in Burt out to place to camp.
The Indians did?
Yeah. But they were very careful burners. They didn't have a big fire and didn't never got away. Ever.
Never got out of control.
No, never got out of control.
Do you have any idea how they used to do it, Archie?
Well, they just used good judgment on the
spot.
Yeah.
I mean, did they have any particular technique?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Like dig ditches
fire.
Around or anything like that?
No.
They didn't have the fire extinguisher then.
But I think the wind had to be right.
Yeah.
And the grass not... If you well, the other day when I had a fire going, it just went slow. I could walk along, I could put it out anytime I wanted. Or I could let it go. So I think that they had enough experience so that they could be safely with it. Yes, I would say they camp most any place here.
I think I'll take a picture right here.
Good. I would say that this is part of their, this, if I was going to go to Rainbow Falls and are coming back, I'd stop here.
We can all get out and stretch and have an apple, if you'd like. Okay. Where's my lunch anyhow? Oh, it's on the floor. I'll get the apples and cut them up.
One of your apples.
He's going to cut it up.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you the knife and let you do it while I take pictures. And you don't have to wait. I mean, if you need more, there's two more.
Oh,
just cut them up and then they
can all. Yeah. We'll just share it.
put it in mother. No, that's fine, thanks.
I'm thirsty, actually.
I'll cut that other one in two and put it up here with the weather. I never see any Johnny jump ups anymore, do you? Never see no Johnny jump. These are sweet.
Yeah, I was going to get a couple before I left. I like them.
That is what it looks like when it's been logged off and let go.
Yeah.
Fair travel.
Hang on. I think I'm all through. Okay.
Son of a gun. It didn't roll through right. This film's still sticking out there, just exposed part of the roll. Lost a few shots there. It felt like it had gone through all the way, and it hadn't. When I opened it up, the film was sticking out. Now it should be through all the way now. Okay, I hope I'm right this time. Yeah.
I had good breakfast. My wife, she doesn't eat breakfast, but she'd eat about 12. And about 4 or 5.
What's going on here? There we go.
What kind of trees are these? That have no limbs on them? Archie?
Yes.
What kind of trees are these that have this little short limbs that are tall and don't have big broad limbs?
Spruce.
Spruce?
Spruce.
Oh.
That one grew up there quite a lot. I suppose they left it and not many limbs on it.
No.
Cascara, I got 4 cascaras at Miss Wally also.
Oh?
One.
Whereabouts is your house? Whereabouts are you building?
Right near Mary Crisis. Mary Bob. You know where the IL place is?
Yeah.
About a half a mile from there, toward Mary Crisis, toward the river.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
That way for 100 years, you know.
Well, hold on to that knife, okay?
But you have that. I'll leave that there. I'll drop it.
Here, let me just see.
Can't drive and eat.
Yeah, we was way up the creek on Sammy Pickman one time. We went up there and about 10 miles up there to the net there. And just going over there and see if there's any blue bag. You said, I'll build a fire and we'll bake it. So we was walking in the woods. And he had a gun. Originally, they found a tree blown over there. And he said, what kind of tree is that? And that looks like I got to put the women in the corner.
Right next to the right of the tree there.
This big tree right here?
The little bushy ones. two right there. And then the third one is kind of dead on the side. Some kids have peeled that already on the bottom.
The skinny little things?
Yeah. But they're too small to peel. They get big. Oh. They get bigger than that. And they, you peel one of those, you get 50 pounds off of a big tree.
Peel a slab off and surely you'll have lots of fun.
But I could do some pastura bark, let me tell you. I hear that it's pretty bitter, isn't it?
It is bitter. But it sure works.
They've been peeling in here.
Yeah, kids come along and peel in here.
What kind of leaf do they have?
Well, it's kind of a slick looking leaf. We'll find another one that you can take good luck. They don't get much bigger than that.
Did the Indians ever use pastura bark, do you think, out here?
No. They knew what it was for. They knew what it was for. Yeah. For diarrhea, they used blackberry leaves.
Oh. Right here?
See that tree there?
Yeah, that's pastura. That little bushy one.
Oh, right here.
Mm-hmm. There's a white and red huckleberry bush. Yeah. You don't see many of them around anymore.
Not anymore.
Which bushes are they?
They're over there in that little clump.
See, they got little flowers on them now. They're
real pink.
Oh, straight ahead here.
Bump down at other leaves.
Yeah, some huckleberry bush under that cascara too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But they don't kill them that they're the bear kill.
Did you ever read that Akhmuk?
No.
I read it.
That's sprout. Have water in it.
That's what we used to eat Bob Donegal many times. We ate Akhmuk.
Akhmuk, huh?
Uh-huh.
They got sections and they got water in it.
And you'd peel it and eat the whole thing to the bottom, right?
Well, that's for sprouts.
No, she'd eat the akhmuk, they'd peel that and eat it.
Just like those snake heads. Not yachts.
I don't think. Archie,
were you related to the Wanasees?
Yes.
I bet that's how we were related.
I wouldn't doubt it.